time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, public hospitals expected to provide full services from today. Two WAEC officials arrested in connection with BECE questions leakage. Political parties kick against NPP's demand for new voters register. South Sudan likely to face sanctions over failure to sign peace deal, and shrine in Bangkok reopening 34 hours after bomb blast.
Radio Ghana, your only source of accurate, balanced and fair news. Our news covers local, national, regional and global issues. We are Total.
We are also streaming live on the internet at gbcghana.com. The news now in detail. Government has directed the management of all public health institutions to ensure they are fully functional today. It has also directed the management of the hospitals to submit names of all doctors who failed to report to work today. These directives were given by the Minister of Health, Alex Agbefia, at a news conference in Accra yesterday. He directed all heads of facilities to ensure that their facilities resume full operations with a range of health services and monitor and provide weekly updates on which health workers are at post to the minister's office. The minister said effective tomorrow, all members of the GMA who fail to resume full duty shall be considered being on strike and in clear breach of the Labour Act. A retired Reverend Minister of the AME Zion Church, Reverend Martin Vanderboy, said the action by the medical doctors is not healthy for the country in view of all the measures to ensure quality health for all citizens. Reverend Vanderboy, who is the chairman and patron of the grassroots think tank known as LVAT Association, asked the striking doctors not to put monetary consideration above the precious lives of patients. He called for cool heads to resolve industrial action by members of the Ghana Medical Association. He spoke to George Ankara.
I want to start with this scripture, which says in James chapter 4, verse 17, which says that anybody, any human being, any product made by God who believes that everything is okay, but he fails to do it to him, he has sinned. And so the action of our doctors is unbearable. It's a shock to the whole nation because they are not to do it. They are to seek life of mankind, but they are rather looking for death of people. We are highly shocked by this kind of action. We condemn it, the action by these doctors.
Some of us know that when you take an oath, a Hippocratic oath, you are to abide by it, to their duties. You are not supposed to violate it. They have violated this Hippocratic oath. What is your take on that?
That is why we are condemning it. They have not taken the word of God very seriously. And so once they have finished their course and they have been put to training and they take a vow to go and serve mankind, but at this time refuse to do it, we really condemn it. God will not accept it because they are looking for human life. What are they going to do with it? They have been trained to help so that mankind will be strong.
Reverend Martin Vanderpoy is chairman of grassroots think tank LVAT, talking to George Ankara. Some doctors at the Tema Polyclinic and General Hospital have returned to work 3 weeks into the GMA strike. A visit to the facility yesterday revealed that work had returned to normal. At the Tema Polyclinic, the normal queue at consulting rooms had picked up. Most doctors' parking lots at the hospital were occupied. All other departments were also opened, and nurses at the outpatients department were busily attending to patients. Some patients at the polyclinic expressed joy at the return of some of the doctors, hoping that by close of week, the rest will resume work. At the Tema General Hospital, the place was not as busy as the polyclinic, since few patients were seen waiting at the OPD. A taxi driver at OEB in the Gaiste District, Douglas Obinientre, has commended the medical doctor in charge of Dodua Health Post, Dr. Kennedy Brightson, for his love for humanity and dedication to saving lives. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Obinientre said He sent his pregnant wife to the Dodo Hospital to deliver. Despite the strike by doctors, Dr. Brightson was at post working to save expectant mothers.
What happened last Friday is that my wife delivered at Dodo Hospital around 1 o'clock afternoon. So night was light off. So they are setting their hospital generator to work, but I couldn't. So when the one who took care of the machine were saying that they instructed the hospital officials that the diesel that remaining for him to put inside of the generator, it's about one gallon. So they instructed the officials of the hospital so that they should give us money for them to go and buy the fuel. But so unfortunately, the government have told them that any oil filling station around them, they should go there and collect the 10 gallons of the diesel. So the guy who took care of the machine was saying that he went to the accountant office. The accountant said they don't have money. He requested for only 10 Ghana cedis to take a drop in to buy the diesel. He said they don't have. So one of the nursing, give the 10 cedis for him to take a drop in to send the diesel. So Dr. Blasting, so he came there and called the Dodua electricity people, that the people at the theater. So he begging them, they can give their life to him so that they can use to operate the pregnant people.
Douglas Obinyentu narrating his observation at the Dodua Hospital. Still on health, the Minister of Health, Alex Egbefia, has been explaining the delay in posting nurses to health facilities in recent times. He said issues regarding ghost names, which are a burden on public sector pay system, has led the government to revamp the processes to ensure credibility. According to Mr. Segbefia, though the posting is taking time to be done, due diligence has to be employed to meet the criteria required for financial clearance by state agencies.
Posting is a big issue across. As you know, the psychiatric nurses are not the only one. There have been issues of posting as well as dealing with nurses who have finished them being posted. There are too many ghost names on our system. And when you do things in a rush and a haste, all manner of things happen with regard to our wage rate. And that was the genesis of why we needed financial clearance before people are put on and allowed to be paid. You have to clarify that, one, you went to the institution, two, you have come from the institution, and you have now reported for work at this place, and that there's confirmation that you are at work. It's a process. And within that process, it gets more complicated because now also we have the biometric registration, we have the SNIT biometric process. We have revamped the whole process. And it's important that government in this revamping keeps up. That is why a committee has been set up, made up of the major institutions, finance, controller and accountant general, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health. We employ the most in the government sector. And we have a lot of trainees and people who come in at different levels. This committee is seeking to streamline the whole process, also to make sure that there's a difference between private people who are working and public people, because all of a sudden people who dealt with privacy names appear in the list of people who are supposed to be placed or dealt with in the public list. That whole issue is being looked at by that committee, so that moving forward, when somebody registers in an institution, by the time you're in your final semester, all the registration that you require would have been done, say possibly your bank account and SNIT. By the time you finish, then those can be added once you are placed and you are going to then receive your pay pertaining to the district that you have.
Health Minister Alex Egbefia. Government has signed a grant agreement of $300 million with a global fund to help mitigate the effects of malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV and AIDS. Minister of Health Alex Egbefia and the Executive Director of the Global Fund, Mark Dibo, signed the agreement at a ceremony at Flagstaff House. President John Mahama, who witnessed the signing ceremony, said government will in the coming months work with the Global Fund at improving drug supplies to the country's medical stores. Pascaline Abadavu reports.
The Global Fund is an international entity that supports countries to save lives by fighting diseases like malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV and AIDS. Ghana is the first country in Africa to sign the Global Fund grant in 2002. So far, the country has received about $5 million from the fund, which has gone into the supply of medical procurement and strengthening of health systems. Mark Dubo is the executive director of the Global Fund. He said Ghana has shown determination in the past years that it is possible to significantly reduce the disease burden, particularly malaria.
It's really a celebration of President Mahama's leadership, his personal leadership and commitment to health, education, and lifting his people up, which is leadership not only in Ghana, but global leadership. And so we're here to celebrate that leadership. And we're here to celebrate a remarkable partnership that supports that leadership in global solidarity. These grants, these $300 million, is a rather impressive amount. In these next 4 years, $300 million is available to support the people of Ghana. And part of that is actually a $25 million incentive award that actually recognizes the great progress that's been made in malaria here, with an additional $25 million that very few countries in the world receive. And that's in recognition of the 60% decline in deaths from malaria since 2000. That's a rather remarkable amount, a 60% decline. And Ghana is on track and can be a country that will eliminate malaria with concerted and continued effort. And that's an extraordinary accomplishment to date. But as this partnership, this global solidarity continues to support Ghana towards achieving elimination.
President Mahama said government is making efforts to make healthcare accessible to the ordinary Ghanaian. He noted that a grant has become necessary because aside from tuberculosis and HIV and AIDS, malaria tops most cases reported at the hospitals and other health centers.
We're making significant progress in the investments we're making in health. We believe that the health of our people is critical towards our economic development. You can't develop or progress as a country with a sick population. And so we're investing a lot in healthcare. One of the major areas in which we're making progress and we continue to work with our partners is in rolling out the CHIPS compounds so that we bring healthcare more to the doorsteps of our people. It's impacting positively in terms of, you know, lowering maternal mortality, lowering infant mortality. But certainly there are challenges that we hope to continue to work on. One is in the supply chain of drugs.
The $300 million grant from the Global Fund will be disbursed over a four-year period.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Public hospitals expected to provide full services from today. Two WAEC officials arrested in connection with BECE questions leakage. Political parties kick against NPP's demand for new voters register. South Sudan likely to face sanctions over failure to sign peace deal. And shrine in Bangkok reopen 34 hours after bomb blast. Please stay with us. Welcome back. The BNI has arrested two staff of WAEC and others in connection with a leak of some BECE papers held recently. The head of the Ghana office of WAEC, the Very Reverend Sam Nin Maiolin, who disclosed this in Accra, said the two WAEC staff have since been released but assisting the BNI in investigations. WAEC cancelled five papers in this year's BECE following nationwide reports that the papers have been compromised. Reverend Olin explained that following the leakage, he was invited to the BNI office where he was questioned. Later, some staff of BNI were detailed to the WAEC offices to conduct thorough investigations into the processes of setting examination questions, printing, as well as conveyance or the transportation system. He said it was during that process that the two staff were identified and invited to the BNI headquarters, where they were questioned and later granted bail. The registrar and CEO of WAEC regional body, Dr. E. Wadiai, commended Ghana for the bold decision to cancel the papers. He said the council has a system tracker called the differential software that could detect malpractices at any center or at a particular school. Now to some politics. The PNC, PPP, and NDC have kicked against NPP's call for a new voters register. The parties are of the view that instead of compiling a new register, the EC should rather focus on cleaning the roll. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of PNC, Bernard Mona, commended the NPP for the exercise, but suggested expunging duplicate names instead of a new register. It said the circumstances that made the register bloat still exist and will be bloated again, even if a new register is compiled.
Let me say that the MPP have done well by their research and investigation. They've brought to the fore issues that for all of us to discuss dispassionately and to find a solution to what they describe as infiltration into the Ghanaian voter register. If their allegations and so-called evidence are anything to go by, what they have provided us is sufficient for us to just delete or do a deduplication of our current register. And that would mean that we have cured the register of the problems that the MPP has identified. That way, we will not require a new register at all, because there is the evidence that they have provided will have to go through series of tests. And once the tests prove that their claims are authentic, all we have to do is to expunge those names from the voters' register. And therefore, you do not require an entire new process. But if you take only faces, there could be people who resemble each other, and that could mean something else. I just think that what is important for all of us is to realize that since 1992, of the 7 different voter registers that we have come up with, there have always been allegations of the voter register being bloated. There have always been allegations about it being not credible. But the evidence that the MPP submitted today are simply to say that we can disconject our voters' register without necessarily going through an entire new register.
The General Secretary of the PPP, Kofi Siyansamoa, called for measures to be put in place to stop minors and other foreigners from registering. To him, the Ghana card is the surest bet for solving the issue of a bloated register.
Every time these two main parties question the credibility of Ghana's voters' register for every election, and what has been missing in their conversation and in their discourse is what is the best means possible to guarantee a voters' register that is credible. So today you have NDC in power to say that the register is correct, and the MPP in opposition to say that the register lacks credibility. And when the tables turn, the MPP will say the register is okay, or the PPP will say the register is okay, and then NDC, when they're in opposition, will cry foul. This back and forth, it doesn't portend what that Ghana has been committed to finding solutions to its perennial problems. So where we sit, as far as this question on voters' register is concerned, is that what is the best possible means that Ghana can use to have a credible voters' register that can guarantee us the satisfaction that all of us are looking for? We are looking at a situation where Parliament has passed the law, the National Identification System Act, and then National Identification Authority Act. And these documents will tell you that there are 22 state institutions that are supposed to rely on the information on the National Information System for the purposes of the work that they do. And
General Secretary of the PPP, Kofi Siyansamoa. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedun Ketia, says the claim being made by the NPP over alleged bloated register cannot be verified. The party has therefore rejected calls for a new voter register, describing the current register as the most credible. Speaking on Behind the News last night, the NDC chief scribe said a media briefing by the NPP was just meant to deceive the people.
Since when was the register found to be overbloated? This was the very register that we used for the 2012 election, which we all hailed and praised when it was compiled.
I think that they are trying to build a mountain with mountain. There's absolutely nothing in what they are presenting. And we have cause to believe that they are either totally ignorant of the electoral process, or they just want to deliberately deceive the population for their selfish electoral ends. There's absolutely nothing in what they presented. Indeed, the 15-page document or whatever that my brother Anthony Kabu talked about has been considered by the Electoral Reform Committee and rejected. And that is why there is nothing about that document in the report of the Electoral Reform Committee. And I'm very surprised that something that has been rejected is now being recycled as some new evidence that they want to throw about to cause confusion in the minds of people. They are put on the net and claiming that it is taken from the Togolese voter register. If you look at them carefully, you realize there is no name in the pictures they have put there that represents Togolese register. Which country in this world will compile a voter's register without a name? They put pictures there and they say this is Togolese register. And there's no indication anywhere. And these are people who are found on photoshopping, cutting people's heads and putting it on different bodies to create impressions.
So then are you doubting the technology they use there to get these names, should I say?
No, I'm saying that there is nothing there so far to prove that what they are putting on the net there is indeed the register of voters in Togo, which they claim to be comparing with the register in Ghana.
That was General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Efiedu Nketiah. The CPP General Secretary Ivo Greenstreet said he is open for a debate for a clean register, not necessarily a new one.
I believe that we should all keep an open mind. It is in the interest of all the political parties that the register is credible and transparent. But for sure, that it is this same so-called register that NPP has such a problem with. I've failed to give 49 point something, whatever votes it was, to be a presidential candidate. So I think NPP sometimes should learn not to rush. At the end of the day, we all knew last week that this Friday coming, we were going to hold an IPAC meeting. So why they would all want to congregate themselves into a hall to hold a press conference and create a scenario whereby if we don't get what we want, then we are not happy. I'm also not happy with that choice of conduct on their part. After all, we are all interested in a solution-oriented process. Let us bring our ideas. If we have problems with the register, let us make them known to the people. Let us sit down together as stakeholders and come to a conclusion that is in the best interest of Ghana and in the best interest of the register. We all know what the problems are. Unlawful entry into the register is the bane of registers all over the world, particularly in Africa. And so in Ghana, we know that this basically boils down to aliens or minors or multiple registrations. Multiple registrations in itself has been solved up to a point because of this new biometric system that we've employed. And as you know, recently, EC even cleared off some 156,000 or so names from the register. And so we are left with aliens and minors. Who is to tell that if we embark upon this process of creating a new register, we will not have the same problem of aliens and more. But that being said, already we have our own concerns. We will come to IPAC, we will sit down in a sensible way with the EC and try and solve all these problems within a sensible timeline that is available, and also bearing in mind the capacity of the EC that we know all know is challenged, and try and ensure that we get the kind of register that the people of Ghana will be satisfied with.
Looking at the evidence Dr. Mahamudu Bahumia presented to the media and the EC, is the evidence compelling enough for a new voter register?
Well, I think just the mere presentation of it doesn't make it compelling. It has to be interrogated, it has to be investigated. I mean, to look at it very carefully.
General Secretary of the CPP, Ivo Greenstreet. Kodeo says the NPP's call for the EC to open a new voters register is not the matter at hand. The organization says what is critical now is for the EC to meet stakeholders to discuss the many challenges that arose during and after the 2012 elections. National Coordinator of Kodeo, Albert Kofi Ahim, told Radio Ghana that the NPP claims that the current voter register is flawed with ghost names is an issue that must be subjected to scrutiny.
The voters register, according to law, can be revised yearly. And yearly, I mean when the citizen, for example, the ages were 18. Anytime you achieve the age of 18, you are put on the voters' roll. But apart from that, there is this convention. It is not a law. It's a convention that after every 10 years, the voters register could be totally replaced. If we organize the population census in this country, you also, after the census, it also means that maybe certain constituencies have got increase in their population. And so the EC can again go in and organize the registration. But let me say here that the EC, by constitutional instrument, can make regulations for under the constitution for the conduct of registration any time the commission deems fit, you see. For example, if the commission is of the opinion that what it has by way of the register has so many problems, it can together with the stakeholders reason together and then maybe cause a registration to be done.
National Coordinator of Kodeo, Albert Kofi Ahim. An economist and research fellow at the University of Ghana, Dr. George Donfe, has noted with concern the difficulties small businesses continue to face in accessing funds from microfinance institutions. He said these businesses, which are already struggling, are going for loans from some financial institutions at high interest rates, making it difficult for them to pay back before the due time. This, Dr. Donfe said, hinders the growth of small-scale businesses. He was speaking in Accra at the National Dissemination Workshop on Gender and Enterprise Development in Ghana. In news from elsewhere, the United States and Britain have pushed for UN sanctions to punish South Sudan's government over its failure to sign a peace deal as the Security Council weighs its next move to help end the nearly 2 years conflict. South Sudan rebel chief Riek Machar signed the power-sharing agreement late on Monday, but President Salva Kiir only initialed part of it, saying he will return to the table early September to finalize the accord. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a libido-enhancing drug for women dubbed Female Viagra. Flibespirin, a drug product by Sprouts Pharmaceuticals, recently passed a test at an FDA advisory committee meeting. The pill is designed to assist premenopausal women regain their sex drive by boosting levels of certain brain chemicals. The drug has been criticized as having marginal effects. Women taking the drugs reported between half and one more sexually satisfying event per month. Results, experts admitted, were modest. The shrine in Bangkok, which was hit by a deadly explosion on Monday, has been reopened to the public. At least 20 people died and scores were injured in the attack on the Erawan Shrine, a Hindu site, which is also popular with Thai Buddhists. Thai police say the main suspect is a young man seen entering the shrine with a black backpack and left without it. Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha said the incident was the worst ever attack on Thailand. Now to underneath the main points again. Public hospitals are expected to start full operations today and provide the names of all members of the GMA who fail to resume duty from today to the Minister of Health. This was a directive given by the Minister of Health, Alex Ebefi, at a news conference in Accra. Two staff of WAEC have been arrested by the BNI in connection with the leakage of some BECE papers held recently. The two, although have been released by the BNI, are assisting with investigations. The head of the Ghana office of WAEC, the Very Reverend Samni Maiolenu, disclosed to this in Accra. And South Sudan stands a great chance of being sanctioned by the UN over its failure to sign a peace deal to end the nearly 2 years conflict. The US and UK are pushing the agenda for that country to be sanctioned as the Security Council considers an action to take to end the conflict there. And that's